1600 AM and 96.9 FM. Live and local. This is the Morning Primetime Newsmaker.
The Newsmaker segment today is brought to you by Hometown Healthcare, providing in-home skilled nursing and therapy services. Call 620-342-2600 for the complete list of services or to set up an assessment. Hometown Healthcare, there to care.
This is John Reed with Hometown Healthcare, and there to care isn't just our motto. It is part of our core values. Our staff is comprised of individuals who act with integrity and commitment to working diligently to serve our patients and their families. Our staff advocates for the patients we respectfully care for in the comfort of their homes. We strive for excellence while providing skilled nursing services and therapy services, disease management, education, and many others. Hometown Healthcare, there to care. Please call 342-2600 or visit us online, hometownhealthcare.net.
KVOE, we are live and we are local, and we're happy that you're with us on this final Tuesday of 2021. Light rain out there this morning, 46 degrees, and we're very pleased to be joined on our primetime newsmaker this morning via the KVOE Sutherland studio line by Chuck Scott. Chuck is the incoming Regional Development Association of East Central Kansas president. Chuck, good morning. How are you?
Hey, Chuck.
Hey, good morning, gentlemen.
How are things going for you today?
They're going wonderful.
Outstanding. Well, thanks for joining us here today. You're starting your official duties here as RDA president January 17th. And before we start talking about what kind of brought you here to Emporia and the job opportunity, talk about maybe what you got going on here the next couple of weeks in order to get your feet wet, get settled, and get rolling.
First and foremost, I've still got a job to finish up in Dickinson County. So I've got a transition that I'm working on with the team. So lots of projects that we're wrapping up here that will require a lot of my attention to get that done before January the 14th. In the interim, I've been making contact with some of the individuals that I know I'll be working with there in Emporia area already. Just to introduce myself, let them know that one of the first things we need to do when I get into town and start on the 17th is start that process of meeting, becoming familiar with each other. And starting to look at what are the goals, what are the things we want to try to get done, and start outlining how best we can go about getting that accomplished.
And we're talking with Chuck Scott. Chuck's the incoming RDA president, and as Chuck just alluded to, he is the Dickinson County Economic Development Corporation Executive Director. Let's talk a little bit before that, a little bit about your history, Chuck. Where you went to school, how you got started in this field.
Yeah, I'm a Kansas State alum twice. So I do have a master's degree as well as an undergraduate degree from Kansas State. So I've been in the area for a while. I'm a Midwestern kid, was an Air Force dependent, so I did grow up all around, but through three tours of Omaha, I consider that to kind of be where I grew up. But for those that are military dependents, you know home is wherever you happen to be stationed at the time. So I am no stranger to being moved around. I think that is allowed me the opportunity to be able to communicate and connect with people very easily. It certainly has been beneficial in what I do today. How I got into economic development, I was working with businesses on as a consultant, so managerial issues that they may be able to address, but more importantly, just in the financial side, helping them as entrepreneurs. So I did a lot of startup work. Acquire financing to be able to get them started, and then also with those that are looking to expand, how best to rearrange financing or restructure financing to make that expansion possible. That then led to some individuals in another community reaching out to me saying, you've been having success with this, these businesses are doing well. Would you consider taking on a bigger challenge and working more on a community-wide basis? And that's when I first got introduced to economic development. I like that opportunity to work in a community and give back to a community. I am a product of a community that embraced me with a father that was periodically gone through trips and a mother that worked full-time. So I did have a community raise me. So I feel like as I got older and more successful in a career, it was time for me to find a way to give back to the community, and this was one that fit the best for me.
Chuck, when it comes to your economic development philosophy, what have you seen that works here in Dickinson County, and what are some of the different things that you, at least at this point in time, as you're in the process of transitioning from Dickinson County to Lyon County, what are some of the things that you would like to highlight here once you get on board at this point in time?
Yeah, I think the philosophy is pretty simple, and that's no one thing fits everywhere the same. It very much is different. I've worked in a number of different communities around the Midwest doing this, and then also doing some consulting work for a practice that I had between the economic development work. And what I've learned is learn about the history of the area, learn from the people that are in an area and have been there for a long time about what makes that area what it is, why it's attractive. What are the challenges that need to be worked on? And what that ultimately then does is start the process of collaboration and partnering with all the different entities that need to be involved in that discussion. There are other entities that have their primary focus in certain areas, and we certainly want to be able to support those and work alongside those. I think that's really the philosophy is collaboration and partnership is how we get things done. It's what I've done in every community that I've been in or any project that I've worked in a community. Likewise, you've got lots of talented people. If you put all of those together, you can usually come up with some pretty good ideas of how to move projects forward and how to improve things that we're looking to make improvements to.
KVOE, we're live and local, 727, 46 degrees. We're talking with incoming RDA President Chuck Scott on our primetime newsmaker. Well, you mentioned the word attractive, Chuck, so I assume You're seeing that things are possibly ripe for growth in this area.
Absolutely. I have watched from afar the successes that have been going on there with Kent and the RDA in the past. I was thrilled for the opportunity to continue that success when I get there. And certainly I think it is attractive what they've already done. I see opportunity for that to continue when I've been there. I think that's part of what attracted me there. Likewise, my family makes decisions as a family, and the other family members that I've got also saw opportunity for them to continue to grow as people and in their individual careers as well. So from the family, we all saw something that was attractive, at least to us, and I see opportunities there, and I look forward to beginning work on those opportunities once I get there.
One of the things that comes to mind, and it's something that I didn't send to you here earlier, but it's the city-county relationship, and I guess maybe the area relationship with Emporia serving as really the, I guess you could call it, the economic hub here for Lyon County and several different counties. What's your thoughts here on not just maybe serving the city, but also serving a wider area and economic development needs or opportunities here for a larger area than just the city of Emporia?
Yeah, that's something very similar to what I do now, serving a whole county. I've got 9 incorporated communities, and being able to work with each one of them on their individual needs, wants, and desires. Something that I'll have to learn and become educated on once I get there, but I am a big regional partnership individual. I believe part of the way to success, when you look at businesses, they don't look at county lines, they don't look at city boundaries either. When they look at acquiring talent or the work that they do, I think those of us in economic need to take a similar approach that look more regionally. The labor pool that your employers are looking at are a bigger pool than just the one area that maybe you're located in. It's worked well here. There are things that you have to figure out how to allow everybody to work together. But those are the kind of challenges that I enjoy and the things that I look forward to. It's part of building that relationship, part of building that trust in each other. And then ultimately, as you have success and you have success over a wide area, then everybody gets used to the ways that can work. And then as you have changeover in leadership, it makes that process much easier once you've established how those things can work together instead of isolated in each of our individual offices.
Well, success, Chuck, is a key word. I think we all know that, in your job, recruiting industry, recruiting business, it is a tough game out there. You're battling with basically every other community out there, to recruit new industry and business. So how is your success gauged in your view then, Chuck?
Yeah, I am one that I like to set goals. So whether it's an individual goal or whether it's a goal that a board or political bodies that maybe you have to work with, whatever those goals are, I am a individual that's goal-driven. I do like to manage to goals, and I think it's establishing a goal, one that's not too easy, but one that's not inattainable. But finding out what is that real desire, and some of that comes from the businesses that are already there. What are the things that they would like to get done, and what do we got to do to accomplish that? And then what can we get back? Typically in ED, you look at that in terms of job growth. You look at it in terms of capital investment. So whether that be coming, can come from businesses that are already there, through either relocation, expansion, and growth of their own businesses, or whether it's the recruitment side. And you are correct. You compete with everybody in a recruitment scenario. So you've got to be on top of your game. And, one of the great things about, the area, there in Lyon County with, the RDA is, having a product, that makes a project possible. Having that land that's already shovel ready, for somebody to move into is a key component to what we do. But it's not the only thing. And like you said, they are very, very competitive, in today's world in terms of recruitment. But we all know, that, recruitment is based on workforce today. So we've got to be able to talk, about what our workforce is, what skills they have, and why that becomes attractive to that individual company. And, that does help set you apart when you're able to tell that story.
Well, and, quickly, you mentioned workforce. There is nary a business, here in town, I don't think, that isn't looking for help around here. How concerning is that?
It is a concern. We've got to figure out, the terms that we hear nationally are, this is the resignation area. We've got lots of people that are resigning, whether they're in an age group that are just retiring out early. So we've got a need for workforce everywhere. The real question is, can you become attractive to those that may be looking at or available to a company based on certain skills they can certainly recruit in, depending on what their needs are. But also, we got to look at what's the pool that we currently have, and can we make improvement there? It is a concern and something that I need to have conversations with. What do we have? What can we take advantage of? And then where are the holes that we have, and how can we potentially look at filling those? Recruiting people to move into your area is tough. It's just like trying to recruit a business. But we got to be able to look at all of the different things we could potentially do to help increase that workforce. And you are correct. A couple businesses I've already talked to in the area or were aware of. I do know that, everybody's looking for workforce, and that's not just there. That is a statewide and nationwide issue that everybody's trying to get addressed.
Well, Chuck, really appreciate your time here today. Best of luck as you come on board officially here next month. And when I get a chance to sit down with you, and I are going to have to talk about our Omaha days. No other way around it, because I'm an Omaha native, so it's going to be good to talk with somebody. But really appreciate your time, and looking forward to working with you as you get settled here.
Gentlemen, I appreciate it very much, and I'm looking forward to the opportunity to get in there here in a couple weeks.
All right. Thanks, Chuck. Have a great day. Happy New Year.
Happy New Year, Chuck.
Yeah, same to you guys.
All right. That is incoming Regional Development Association of East Central Kansas President Chuck Scott on our primetime newsmaker.
All right. If you'd like to be part of the newsmaker segments, we encourage you to call us 620-342-1400 or email kvue@kvue.com. Next week is wide open, so if you have an event or an activity that you want highlighted, give us a call. We'll get you on the schedule. Tomorrow, we'll be joined by Salvation Army Lieutenant Miley Haddon. We'll be revealing the total of this year's Christmas fundraising campaign during that 7:15 segment tomorrow.
And our newsmaker this morning brought to you by Hometown Healthcare, providing in-home skilled nursing and therapy services. Call 342-2600 for a complete list of services or to set up an assessment. Hometown Healthcare, there to care. Hometown Healthcare. KVOE Live and Local 735, light rain, 46 degrees. Good morning.
During the holiday season, the City of Emporia Sanitation Division realizes additional trash and recyclables will be generated.